Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to encourage you this morning that if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've given your life to God because of and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross and made him the Lord of your life, you're just like, okay, I'm going to follow him. And in view of his mercies, you do, and because of his grace, you win. I know that it may be feeling contrary to that. As a matter of fact, I meant, what could have looked more like a loss than Jesus on the cross in the natural sense?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Satan thought he had it all totally, you know, finally won.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't realize it, that, you know, when you persecute a Christian,
right?
You know, when you persecuted the Son of God, when you nailed Jesus, the Son of God, to the cross, you were used to fulfill the plan of God so that God's plan could be succeeded, so that every man who chooses to be with God could be with God forever.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, think about it. And it's like, you know, cheer up when you're going through persecution. Understand this, that, you know, we live this life. You know, those guys and ladies who live the life, this life, to look good in this life, will have a different outcome in the next life. You know what I mean?
Right.
But those who just follow the Lord, that are willing to allow the contradictions when God says, and it's not a contradiction, but in your flesh, your flesh always is a contradiction.
Yeah.
Right?
Constantly.
He says, a carnal mind will never submit to the ways of God. Paul says, I beat my flesh after I preach others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a counseling session with Jesus. You want to hear a counseling session with Jesus?
Yes.
You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, it's Adam's fault. If Adam wouldn't have fell, you know, I'd be perfect. And it's like, no, we probably would have ate five apples. You know what I'm saying? We probably would have gave it to Eve.
Right.
It's like, have you made some applesauce?
We would have made some apple pie out
apple
of
pie.
It.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. So then, you know, looking to seek to blame all these different things, you know, and somebody says, well, let's just talk for 6 months and let's just dedicate 6 months of therapy. And we will just walk through this therapeutic thing as if, you know, and I'm not against therapy. You know, I got a good friend that's going to therapy. As a matter of fact, I might need therapy, but not for salvation, not for getting set free. And so, you know, they, you know, part of healing someone is hearing them. So, you know, when you think about just sharing what you're going through, with somebody who's not planning on decapitating you when you finished with what you shared with them. You can't, you know, share something with them like, you know, I was just talking to Delilah.
Yeah, right.
Right. I was wondering why you were bald. Anyway, so, but here's a counseling session with Jesus. This is going to, you know, this will blow the American culture, today's church culture, you know, out of the water. You know, you walk in, you have perfect, you know, leather couches and leather seats, and you know, that's cool. I'm sure I got a, you know, leather chair and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying, it's just this mindset of what it's like, you know, and it's all this padding, you know, you ship something in a box, you put all these peanuts in it and, you know, like styrofoam peanuts or something to keep it, you know, now they have airbags.
Yeah.
Yeah. They blow up little airbags. That's pretty smart. Was that smart? Anyway, so
must be cheaper.
I get air. I don't know. I think it's now it's an environmental thing with they're going to tax it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And so this is a counseling session with Jesus, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first I sat down with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a scenario. You know, I already went to all the men's counseling, and they just told me, poor you, I'm just sure it's somebody else's fault. God's just going to wink at your stuff. You know, you poor, poor thing. Just try to find a way to live with your sin. You know, and then I went to talk to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what do you think? I mean, you know, I read what you said in Romans chapter 7 and what you wrote to the, you know, Church of Rome. And, you know, I'm just going to, I guess it's just my stuff. And Paul says, oh, no, they say, well, this is my thorn in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul goes, what? He says, dude, I beat my flesh. You need to beat that thing and make it submit to you, because you don't want to go out there and tell people about a kingdom that you yourself won't enter into.
Mm.
Right?
That's all right.
He says, after I preach to others, I beat my flesh so I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been interpreted many different ways, but disqualified is disqualified.
That's right.
You know, pray about and let God lead you with that. Do you want to be disqualified for anything?
No.
And then, so he says, obviously, Paul, you're missing it. God does not want us to be, you know, mean to our flesh and just tell it to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what today is, right? It's just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Jesus, the lover of my soul. Though this is a scenario. Oh, I'm just talking about, you know, how. And so I went to Jesus, the lover of my soul, and one who died for me. He loves me. As a matter of fact, you know, it says the husband shall love the wife like Christ loved the church, right? And so I know, I mean, he's going to treat me like his bride. And he's a bridegroom. And I'm just going to go tell him, you know, all this stuff. And he's just going to say, oh, my goodness. I totally understand. I've been tempted in every way just like you. So just use my grace as a permission to sin. Don't you worry about it, you know.
Mm.
But then they show up and they lay on the proverbial psychological couch, you know, and they kick back and Jesus says, no, tell me what it is. Well, you know, I just have this issue with my eye. I mean, I try not to, but every now and then I look at a movie that has something that's against what's going on, or I look at a lady in the wrong way, or those men out there, women out there, I look at a man in the wrong way, or I look at money in the wrong way, or, you know, I do wrong things with my eyes and the internet and different things like that. And Jesus goes, let me think about this. Okay, this is what I prescribe. I want you to take something and gouge your eyes out. I'm telling you, it's in red letters, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's like, excuse me, Jesus, did you just say gouge my eyes out? And I'm not telling anybody to gouge your eyes out. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. You know, which means to me, you know, well, then you go, well, you know, Jesus, you know, I don't, okay, let's just move beyond that right now. Let's just talk. I have three issues.
Mm-hmm.
My first issue is lust of the eye, right? Mm-hmm. My eye stuff. And iPad, iPhone, eye stuff. <You know? laughs> And the next is that, you know, I keep touching things I shouldn't touch. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm at work, I'm working the cash register and the cash register opens up and I touch money that's not mine. No, and yes. I don't let it go. That's theft in Florida. That's a violation of Florida State Statute 812.014, by the way.
Wow, you remember that.
It's a lot of people that touch things that don't let go.
Right. Wow.
As a matter of fact, if 97% of the church is robbing God, they're touching things they're not letting go, right?
That's right.
In regards to tithes and offerings. But anyway, so he's saying, you know, they're saying, Jesus, you know, I just keep touching the increase that you give me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't let you have what's yours, your tithes and your offerings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, touching wrong things or whatever. And Jesus says, okay, this is what I prescribe. Cut your hands off. Cut your hands off. Oh, my goodness. I would be a blind man that couldn't feel my way around. I mean, what do you do with that, right?
Right.
Is this not Jesus?
That's what he said.
And so finally says, okay, I'm going to try one more time. This is just a scenario, just talking out loud, you know, trying to change our mindsets. You know, that's what this is all about, VFN Radio. Is like, help us get to the right mindset that Jesus, we have the mind of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let us get the right mindset. And so this is going to be, you know, has to do with feet. I mean, this is not going to be a big deal, right?
Right.
And so you lay back on the couch, you're talking to him. Okay, Jesus, can I talk to you about the eye and the hand later? Let's just talk about the feet.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep going places I shouldn't go. You know, I know you told me that no matter if it was perceived good or bad, I just kept going back to that place. You know, if God's called you to a different job, but your feet keep going back to the job that God told you not to be in, or go into a relationship, or going, you know, wherever it is. If he's called you out into the harvest field, but your feet keep going back into the cage, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. And so Jesus says, it sounds like just like your eye and just like your hand, your feet, your foot is offending you. Cut it off. Is this not true?
Yeah.
It's like, I need therapy because I just had therapy with Jesus. And you know, what he's saying is this. He's saying this. He's saying, listen, take sin seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What's better than gouging your eye out, removing the stuff from your life that causes your eye to sin? And it's different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people look at $10 and they go, oh, great, you know, that's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some people look at $10 and go, is that all?
All right.
And some look at $10 and go, I'm grateful, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And some look at the $10 and go, that's mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of those are different perspectives, and it had to do with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage you this morning that if he, you know, if Paul says beat it, if Jesus says cut it or gouge it, you know, we got to get serious with sin. And what's you'd be surprised if it doesn't cross your eye, it may not even cross your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the enemy wants to put so much imagery before you and these, you know, if you're going to sit here and watch, you know, programming that, you know, stirs wrong things up in your eye, you're going to have to gouge the programming out. Mm-hmm. Don't gouge your eye out.
All right.
You know, get you some filtration systems and make some boundaries so that, you know, your heart stays pure as mm-hmm. you can in this life, right. you know, before God. So I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, before you sit down and have therapy with Paul, writer over half of the New Testament, and or sit down and have, you know, therapy with Jesus. I've already let you know ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just serious. He's mm-hmm. serious about sin. And we got to get serious about sin. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to be right back after these messages. I'm going to talk about the headlines, what's taking place in Syria. They're beating. They're electrically shocking their citizens, torturing them. I mean, it's horrific what's going on, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.